The Pitch Perfect 2 soundtrack sings out at number 1 on the Billboard 200 albums chart as the set debuts atop the list. The album, which was released on May 12th through Universal Music Enterprises, moved 107,000 units in the week ending May 17th, according to Nielsen Music. The Billboard 200 chart ranks the most popular albums of the week based on multi-metric consumption, which includes traditional album sales, track equivalent albums, TEA, and streaming equivalent albums, SEA. Pitch Perfect 2 is the third soundtrack to reach number 1 in 2015, following the companion albums from Fox TV's Empire series and the theatrical film Furious 7. That's the most number 1 soundtracks in a calendar year since 2010, when three Glee albums topped the list. Of Pitch Perfect 2's launch, traditional album sales comprised 92,000 units, and the set also debuts at number 1 on the top album sales chart. The Pitch Perfect 2 film and album follows the first movie and its corresponding soundtrack, which were released in 2012. The new film was released in theaters on May 15th. Pitch Perfect 2 earned $70.3 million at the U.S. and Canada box office in its debut weekend, May 15th through 17th, according to Box Office Mojo, outgrossing the entire domestic run of the first Pitch Perfect, $65 million. The first film soundtrack peaked at number 3 on the Billboard 200 and has sold 1.2 million copies. The Pitch Perfect soundtrack spawned the fluke hit single Cups, performed by the star of both films, Anna Kendrick. The tune peaked at number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and has sold 2.1 million downloads. Last week's number 1 album, Mumford & Sons' Wilder Mind, slips to number 2 in its second chart week with 58,000 units, down 77%. The 50 Shades of Grey soundtrack scoots 6-3 with 48,000 units, down 8%. David Guetta's Listen album zooms into the top 10, jumping from number 30 to number 4, a new peak for the album and artist, with 43,000 units, up 198%. As the album was deeply discounted to 99 cents in the Google Play Store during the tracking week, Listen sold 29,000 downloads, up 2,136%, re-entering at number 2 on the digital albums chart. The album initially debuted and peaked at number 22 on the Billboard 200, dated December 13, 2014. Guetta's previous chart high came when his Nothing But the Beat album debuted and peaked at number 5 on September 7, 2011. The Furious 7 soundtrack climbed 7-5 with 41,000 units, down 12%. Three soundtracks, Pitch Perfect 2, 50 Shades of Grey, and Furious 7, are in the top 5. That's the most soundtracks in the top 5 in a single week since the September 8, 2007 data chart, when High School Musical 2 was number 1, Hannah Montana 2/Meet Miley Cyrus was number 3, and Hairspray was number 4. Rock band Incubus is the second and final debut in the latest top 10, as its new EP, Trustfall, Side A, bows at number 6 with 40,000 units. It's the sixth top 10 album for the group, which last visited the top 10 in 2011 with If Not Now, When? It debuted and peaked at number 2, selling 80,000 copies in its first week. Rounding out the top 10, Zac Brown Band's former number 1, Jekyll and Hyde, slips 5-7 with 39,000 units, down 41%. Josh Groban's Stages descends 2-8 with 38,000, down 62%. Taylor Swift's 1989 holds steady at number 9 with 37,000 and a 3% gain. Sam Smith's In the Lonely Hour falls 8-10 with 36,000, down 8%. This article posted by Keith Caulfield. This article originally appeared on Billboard.com.